Yesterday morning, I had a vision. I'm driving in the car, and I'm seeing Mr. Andy's face. And so I said, okay, I'll call him. So I did, and he called me back, and blah, blah, blah. We talked, and he agreed to share what was in his heart. So if we could just reach our hands towards Andy right now, we're going to ask the Lord to bless him. And if you want to really lay hands there, young lady, go right ahead. Father, we just ask for your grace to be poured out of this young man, as he already knows what it's like to be punctured. I'm positive he's not going to puncture anyone. But I pray that the love of Christ would flow out of his heart to all who are here. In Jesus' name. Well, if you want to sit there, it's up to you, but it might be easier for our young friend here to hold the mic and be a little more comfortable. Do you want to put on because it'd be easier for him? Or are you going to sit on the floor?
I'm going to sit on the floor. I'm going to be Andy.
Good.
I'm tired.
If you can be Andy, that'll be marvelous.
Thank you, Peggy. Because I thought I was going to get off scotch-free today. Because he told me yesterday, was it, or the day before?
Yesterday.
Whenever it was. He called me up, and I'm like, well, I'll pray about it, and if I get a word, then I'll speak. And all the way up, even through worship, I didn't get a word, and I'm like, well, looks like I get a bye week. But then you said that the word that you had given was actually for me, too. And so then I was like, okay. So can you read that again?
The hopelessness you feel in your heart is temporary for a season. The Lord knows your brokenness, and when you are ready, He will be ready.
It started off when I was thinking about or praying about, actually doing both, and stressing about what I was going to say. The only thing God's really been dealing with me is about my quiet time in my prayer closet. Sometimes we get so motivated to, you know, give all our time and devote all our time to God and what He's doing, and we can sacrifice it all many, many times, but slowly it starts to die out. And, you know, you sit at home, and before you go to sleep, you pray and you read your Bible and you take some time out. You're singing in the shower, you're, you know, when you wake up. This is all for me. These are all on the way to work. Many different instances, especially when things go bad. But then you slowly realize that when I got my other job and I was working, you know, my hours, and I was very, very tired, that the time that I should have been pressing forward and taking the time out to pray and taking the quiet time with God slowly ended up being just in the car ride to work, and just in the shower, rather than all of those things. And, I mean, God's always there, and we all know that, but you kind of grow distant, like your fire grows weak, and I think that that's what we feel so many times. And then it's like, that's when the hopelessness kicks in, and sometimes you just feel like, you know, where are you? Now I'm stressed, and now I'm tired, and now you're backed up against the corner, and there's nowhere to go but up now. And that's kind of what God's been dealing with me. Just taking the time, and how we let the world, be at work, be at school, be it whatever the case may be, and letting that get in the way and hinder us from what God wants. And when really, or in reality, it should be putting all these things before God and sacrificing Him up so that He would guide us. And it's putting that first step so He can give us the next one. And I've always found that that's been the greatest thing, and that's, to me, being a Christian is one of the greatest things, is you don't know what's in front of you, and you don't know the step in front of you. You don't know if it's solid or if it's going to fall, and you don't know what it is. but you can trust and give it to God. And when you land, if it's on God, he's your rock. And that's where your second step comes in. It's just taking out that first step. And sometimes that's the hardest part. And we were talking about it today. Right, Mama?
That's right.
And we were talking about how hard it is sometimes in worship for us to kind of just break through. But the words that we had a conversation today at the dinner table, and it was just, when you let go and let God, it's such an amazing thing. The first thing is letting go, and that's the hardest thing. And that was the first thing I threw out there in worship today for those of you that were here, first thing for the first song. I was scared, but I admitted it, and I exposed the fear, and you go with it. And I think that the worship was amazing. It's something that I've desired for a long time, especially always going from one level to the other. You can worship every day, but it's when you take that jump and you take that leap to the next step. And all that comes when you put God first. And it's funny because you said, you know, you honor us for the things that we did in the past, today, yesterday, but then you said for the past month, and it's something that it does take time, but these are the things that we've been sowing. So when we put our step out there, we know that God's going to be there, first thing. I don't know, another thing that's really been on my heart is, for me, especially at work, I find myself, let's say, not portraying the image I should. You know, we all want to be in the image of Christ and just like him, but when you're in that test, you don't shine as bright as you should. You know, you got some sunglasses on so you can see a little bit, but it's been difficult, and I've really been questioning why, and then that's another thing that brings us back to, where's your quiet time and your prayer time gone? I mean, how can you shine when you haven't given, you know, you haven't put Christ in you, you haven't sacrificed everything you have in the day and all your talents and your gifts and even things you have that we take for granted, like the roof over our head, the car to work and all these things. Something that we should be thanking God every day. And it's one of those things that when you don't push, you know, when you don't put it before him, it hinders us. And then it's like, you can say you're Christian, but, you know, we have our beliefs here, but the media gives us a whole nother Christianity, and they just generalize it. And so when you say Christian, you know, to a person that is at work, that doesn't know, they don't know the Christ that we know. They know the Christ that the media knows. So they're just like, oh, okay. But how much can we, by sacrificing our time and by sacrificing ourselves daily, no longer just shine, no longer just say that we're Christians, but show? And that's really it. I mean, it's...
They want a healthcare unit.
Yeah.
They do. They don't even know it.
It is, but I guess, like, what I got is just a word of encouragement for all of us. I mean, there's always something else we can do, no matter which way you look at it. There's always someone that you can just reach out a hand and say, hey, good job. And something like that shows, you know, where no one else cares and no one else is there. Something like that might be the greatest thing for them. We were talking about the other day about homeless shelters and volunteering. And a lot of those people don't really necessarily need the food or the clothes or anything else. They just need someone to talk to. They just need someone that carries a Christ-like image to go and just show them that there is something out there, that there is hope. You know, it's not about anything else, but just showing God's heart and reaching out to these people that isn't, you know, traveling halfway across the world. It's not going to, you know, other states, other continents, other countries, whatever the case may be, even places that haven't been reached out to as much.
as it's going to be in our backyards. As much as when you're sitting in a Chinese restaurant and a guy walks in and says, hey, can I have some food? And I say, can I order you a dinner? Rather than giving him the leftovers. And that's something right there that's reaching out. So that's what's been on my heart.
Does that mean you're buying dinner? Because I am really hungry.
If it's on your check, yeah.
This afternoon, I heard a word after a crash. How many have ever had a crash in your day?
Does the whole day count?
Sure.
Why not? I've had a couple of them.
Well, the crash came, and I had a vision afterwards, and I got in the car, and I said, oh, Lord, have mercy. Here we go again. And I heard 31. So I went to Psalms 31 because it was really, I guess, what I needed to hear, but I didn't like what I saw. So here goes. It's King David. By the way, for the director of music. I don't know if that helps any, but here goes. In you, O Lord, I have taken refuge. Let me never be put to shame. Deliver me in your righteousness. Turn your ear to me. Come quickly to my rescue. Be my rock of refuge, a strong fortress to save me. Since you are my rock and my fortress, for the sake of your name, lead and guide me. Free me from the traps that is set for me. For you are my refuge. Into your hands I commit my spirit. Redeem me, O Lord, the God of truth. I hate those who cling to worthless idols. I trust in the Lord. I will be glad and rejoice in your love, for you saw my affliction and knew the anguish of my soul. You have not handed me over to the enemy, but have set my feet in a spacious place. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak because of all my enemies. I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me. They plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant. Save me in your unfailing love. Let me not be put to shame, O Lord, for I have cried out to you. But let the wicked be put to shame and lie silent in the grave. Let their lying lips be silenced, for with pride and contempt they speak arrogantly against the righteous. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you bestowed in the sight of men on those who take refuge in you. In the shelter of your presence you hide them from the intrigues of men. In your dwelling you keep them safe from accusing tongues. Praise be to the Lord, for he showed his wonderful love to me when I was in a besieged city. In my alarm, I said, I am cut off from your sight. Yet you heard my cry for mercy when I called to you for help. Love the Lord, all his saints. I repeat, love the Lord, all his saints. Does that include you? The Lord perseveres. I'm sorry. The Lord preserves the faithful, but the proud he pays back in full. He pays back in full. Be strong and take heart, all you who hope in the Lord. I pray that it describes a little bit of where some of you have been. And you need to remember, just because you visit somewhere doesn't mean you can live there. And many, many times I've crashed, had to pick myself up, and found that if I would find someone to pray for, find someone that is in a deeper space than you are, give them a helping hand, buy them lunch, do something. I'm excited about what God did tonight. I want to honor Him as the Lord and King of this house. And I would be grateful that the Holy Spirit would add to their number. When I say they, I'm talking about the musicians that spread their wings tonight. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
Would you close your eyes? Would you lift your hands to the Lord? Repeat after me, Lord Jesus. We need some musicians.
We need
the instruments.
We need the instruments.
The orchestration.
The orchestration.
By the Holy Ghost.
By the Holy Ghost.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
How you put it together.
How you put it together.
Is going to be wonderful.
It's going to be wonderful.
Because we give up.
Every time we try,
we fail.
But when you do it,
it'll be perfect.
And you will lift us up.
And it will not be a church filled with pride.
Because
God is against the proud. And we don't want to be against you.
We want to be with Him.
To release love.
To release
mercy.
And to release
grace.
To
all those that He
chooses.
To let us minister to them. Amen.
And amen.
God be with you.